Okay, we're on the Mishnah on Kaf Vav Amud Aleph. Kol shofaros kshirim mechutz mishel hara. All shofars are kosher to use for tkiyas shofar, except for that of the par of a cow. Why? Bipnei shehu karen, because it's a karen and not a really a shofar. And the gabei Rosh Hashanah, we need a shofar. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. V'lo kol shofars nikru karen. So what? Because it's called a karen, it's not good. There's all shofars are called a karen, and we use them. They're fine. Shneimar, for example, bimshoch bekaren a yovel. And a yovel, we'll see what we're going to say later on, means a ram, an ayah. And it says when bimshoch bekaren, when you extend the sound of the karen of the yovel and that of a ram. And the pasuk continues after that and says b'shamachem es kol shofar. We see that's referring to the sound of the shofar, and it's the ayil, and it's called a karen. So we see that just because it's called a karen, it's no good. We see that even kosher shofars are called karen. Let's see Rashi. Kol shofar is bein shel ayil, bein shel yael, whether a ram or a goat, are they're all kosher. Except for a parashu karen, eino kari shofar. It's not called a shofar. But gabe yom kippurim shofar ksiv. It says you need a shofar on Yom Kippur. We're talking about here Yom Kippur of Yovel. You need a. That's when you blow the shofar as well, and it has to be a shofar. Vavarta shofar trua. V'perek basra gamrina Rosh Hashanah miYovel. And we learn from this gzir shava from Rosh Hashanah miYovel. From Yovel, that where we learn what you need, and this like there, you need it has to be a shofar also here. Karen Hayovel Dichrahu. That's the Ayel, as we said, a ref, as it says in the Gemara, first Gemara. Yeah. He says that it's okay. You can use a horn of a cow for a shofar. Okay, the Gemara starts off, Shapir Kama Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi's saying good. You know, he proved, he made a good point that regular shofars are also called Karen. Rabbanan, what would they say to this? Kol shofars yikru shofar v'yikru Karen. He says, they say, fine, we agree with you that other shofars are called Karen as well. The difference is that all shofars are called both. We find them, they're called shofars, they're called Karen. The problem with the para is, that it's called a Karen Ikri, but Shofar lo Ikri. Problem is you're not going to find anywhere where a shofar of a cow, the horn of a cow, is called a shofar. It's only called a Karen, and that's the problem. Dixiv, here's we have a source at least that it's called a Karen. Dixiv, b'chor shoro, here's a shore, which is the family of the cow. Hadar lo, v'karnei re'im, karnav, and it has karnav, it's karnaim, there's a lashon Karen we find by a shore, and the problem is though it's not called a shofar anywhere. I, Rabbi Yossi, what would Rabbi Yossi say to this? That he makshers the horn of a cow. So Amar Lacha, I tell you the para namikri shofar. No, I can show you that even a para is called a shofar. I have a source for that. Dixiv, as it says, v'sita v'lashem. Mishor par. David Melech was saying, he was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his tefillahs should be pleasing to him, more pleasing to him than that of a shor par. And what does that mean? So Gemara says, E mishor lama par. So what's this shor par? Shor is a shor when it's born, it's called a shor. Ready when it's born, it's called a shor. But a par is only after it's 3 years old. So it's kind of a little bit of a stira. If you're saying I want my tefillah to be like a shor, pashut like a korban, you know, like a more pleasing than a korban of a shor. So why does it say it says shor and then it says par? So if it's shor, lama par. If it's vim par, lama shor. It's one or the other. It's either a newly born cow or that of that it's 3 years old. Elamai shor par mi shofar. So therefore, we darshan out that shor par is like the remez to shofar. That he asked that his tefillah should be more pleasing than they say that on a tainis, when you blow a shofar, is a mitzvah to blow shofar on a tainis. We're going to discuss also later on. And so he wanted his tefillah to be more pleasing than that, than the shofar being blown on a tainis. Anyways, we see from here that that even though we're talking about shor and par, right, again, the family of the cows, it's also shofar. So we see a source for shofar by a cow. Ay, v'rabbanan, what would they do about that? Kidu Rav Matna, d'amar, Rav Matna, my shor par, shehu gadol kipar. So they, Rabbanan would learn, that's not the drasha, we're not supposed to learn from shor par shofar, but rather, David HaMelech was saying, I want my tefillah to be more pleasing than that of a shor par, means a shor which is gadol kipar. A shor, again, we said, is an animal was just born, and the par is 3 years. So he wanted tefillah to be like the par in the time of Adam HaRishon. Why? Or shor. Because when at the time of creation, we know that things were created already fully grown. Okay, so this is the first time where a shor could be a par. A par takes 3 years. Okay, but here, the animal was created like 3 years old already. It was created a par. So what he was saying was, basically, I want my tefillah to be more pleasing than the korban of Adam HaRishon. Right? And Adam HaRishon, he would be able to sacrifice something, a cow was just born, but it was already created. It was like 3 year old, a fully grown cow. So that's what he was saying, but nothing to do with shofar. So therefore, according to Rabbanan, again, we don't have any source for shofar by a par. Okay, let's see, Rashi. So, akru shor v'akru shofar, akru keren, kedamrina, kedamran, like we've seen, v'akru shofar, dichsiv, v'matan Torah, we find, as it says, v'imshoch v'keren ayovel, v'imshoch ayovel, v'gomer, v'siv, v'hi kol shofar. So we find it's called a shofar. V'karni reim karnav, shel b'chor shoro, keren ashkechandikri, so we see it's called the keren. It's Sitav Lashem, David Melech was saying, Tfilasi mi shofar. I want my tefillah to be more pleasing than that of a shofar. Ubeshor kamishtai kra. And again, it's talking about a shor, and it's we're darshan out shofar, so we see the Indian of shofar by a shor. Okay, shor shu par. Biyom shini kor shor hayagadoka par. There's a Rabbanan, and they're saying, no, that's not what it means. Shor par means that it's talking about a shor, the day that was created or born was like that of a par. Zeo shor shel maisa bereshis, the shor at the time of creation. Shebiyom shenivra, shem shenivra nivra bimkomoto. It was fully grown when it was born. Veshor ben yomo kari shor, a newly born shor is called a shor. Shneemar shor ochesev oez ki valed. Right, upar eno nikra ad shaloshanim, till 3 years. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Ula mar hainu taimed Rabbanan. So Ula gives a different reason. The reason why the Rabbanan pasul a shofar of a para is kid Rav Chista, because of what Rav Chista said. Da'amar Rav Chista, bifnei ma in kohen gadol nichnas bigdei zahab lifnai v'lifnim. Lavod avodah lefishein kategor naseh sanegor. So why did on Yom Kippur? Why does normally Kohen Gadol wears a clothing, wears a big day zav? So why on Yom Kippur does he change and only wears his like linen clothing when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim? So the reason is because ein kategor naseh sanegor. Accuser can't become a defender, and since the gold is reminiscent of the Chayta Egel, it's not proper when he's going into to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to ask for a kapara for Klal Yisrael, that here he's the defender, that he's coming in with something which accuses a kategor, that is the gold reminiscent of the ego. So too over here, that's why the Rabbanan held that we don't use a horn of a cow, because a cow is the same family as the ego, right? A mother ego. And therefore, using on Rosh Hashanah a horn of a cow is reminiscent of the ego, and ein kateger nase senegar, and that's why we don't use a horn of a cow. I ask more of velo. Is that true? We don't find such a thing that we use anything to do with a para, you know, for a kapara. What? Iva ika dam par. What about the dam of par on Yom Kippur? They take the dam of a par. And the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he sprinkles it seven times, one time, eight times altogether. And he on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim apar. So how can you tell me? So Gemara answers, no, that's different. Hoyel v'ishtani, ishtani. So since it changed. So some say it means that since it changed, it's not no longer you can't tell it's a par anymore. It's just the blood, and it's not nicker anymore. The par. So therefore, ishtane, a change means it can change the katigor to a sanigor also. That's how some explain the Gemara. Ishtane, just like it changed in itself from a cow to the blood, so too it can change the katigor into a sanigor. So therefore, it's okay.
Also, it's not a para, it's a par.
And no, well, it's the same ishpacha. So.
Yeah, but the egg is para.
Okay, the Gemara goes on. Iva, Ika, Aron, Vikapores, Ukru. The Gemara says, there's other things that were also gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We have the Aron, Kapores, Kruv. These were gold things inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And still, the Kohen Gadol went in there where these gold things are and to ask for a Kapara for Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. And they're gold, reminiscent of the ego. The Gemara answers, Chote bal yakriv kamrinan. Now the problem is, for when Sanigor, Sanigor Katigor, that's only if you bring it in, you come in with it. That's stationary. I mean, it's located in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you don't bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The problem is, bringing something in, that's the problem of Katigor Sanigor. The Gemara says, okay, Vaha'ika kafu machta, right, they're made of gold. And the Kohen Gadol brings them in on Yom Kippur. They're gold. He's bringing them in. If the problem is bringing in gold, okay, he's bringing in gold. So how is that okay? Where it says, Ella chote bal yisna'e kamrinan. The problem is not just I'm bringing something in, but it is in adorning oneself with gold. And therefore, that's why the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the gold clothing because he's adorning himself with these clothing. And again, the gold is reminiscent of the chet ego. That's the problem. But kafamach is not no adornment. It's just an article. Therefore, that's not a problem of kateria sanegar. Someone who sinned, right? Someone who sinned. The bal yisnak, he should not adorn himself with something reminiscent of the ego. Ivaika bigdei zahav, but mi bachutz. So, on Yom Kippur, wears the bigdei zahav, just not misnai v'lifnim. Okay, but he still wears the rest of the avodah. He wears the gold clothing. So, how is that okay? So, reminiscent of the ego, it's adorning himself with it, etc. Why is that okay? So, Gemara answers. Mibifnim kamrina and Nakanami. The only problem of Kategor Sanegar is only if he goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So okay, it has to be adorned with gold in the and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's the only problem. That's why that's the problem with the clothing. If that's the case. Now we only brought this as a dugma to say, well, so too by the shofar. No, that's the reason of the Rabbanan, because Kategor Sanegar. But the Gemara says, I shofar nami bachutsu. So why is the shofar a problem? Shofar is outside. It's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The only problem is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How come a shofar is a problem? The Gemara answers: Kevin Zikaron who ki bifnim dame. That since that the shofar is for remembrance to bring in the tefillos of Klal Yisrael inside and to the remembrance of their Klal Yisrael should be l'tova, as we see on Rosh Hashanah. So that is as if it's bifnim, even though we're blowing outside, but it's as if it's bifnim. So therefore, that's why we have a problem of kategor sanegar with the shofar. Okay, I've hatana bifnei shu keren kamar. Gemara says, why did this is an amor? Why is the amor bringing us a tam that doesn't say that? It said in the Mishnah why. It said because it's called a keren. That's why it's a problem with the shofar. Why is he bringing this kategor sanegar? The Mishnah doesn't say that. So the Gemara answers, The Kavan of the Tana was to add another reason. In other words, this is like the main reason, and then there's another reason. So the Tana was really bringing the other reason. Chada ve'od kamar. Chada is Tein Kateh Nasi Sanegar, like Ula said. That's the real reason. And the mission that brings us the second reason. Ve'od mipnei shu keren. That's the second reason. Okay, for Rabbi Yossi, what would Rabbi Yossi say about this? That he says you can use, as we've seen, a par, the keren of a par. So Amar Lach, he would tell you, the kamar in kategor nasa sanegar, hani mili mibifnim, v'hai shofar mibachutsu. So he would say, that's not a problem of katekon esaneg, because we've said before, that's only bifnim. The Rabbanan learned, yeah, but when you blow it, it says it's ki'ilu, it's like it's lifnim. So Rabbi Yossi didn't hold by that ki'ilu, that it's if it's like inside. It's not. It's in my you blow pull the shofar in the kadosh ha-kadoshim, therefore it's not a problem. And with the kamar, then the second reason, bifnei shu karen, as we've seen in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi answered, I call the shofar's nami ikri karen. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Inka tegor, that's referring to the zahav of the egel. V'shofar shopara, nami is kategor of egel. Hoyel v'ishtane liyotam, since the par became madam, ein maris parnik. You can't see the par in it anymore. Chote val yakriv, the sinner's not allowed to come. Hadam lo yakrivenu halom. He's not supposed to bring it into the kodeshim to bring it in with him. Shehu chatabo, the thing that he sinned with, he shouldn't bring it in. Shouldn't bring the gold in. Cholte bal yisnaya lit kashet bo. He shouldn't adorn himself with it. Bekirbo halom. When he goes in, he goes in. Kevin lezikaron kati kliknim. However, the Rabbanan said that since the shofar, even though the shofar is outside, but it is if since it's for a zikaron, it's like it's inside. So shofar nami afal gav de leisbe mishum cholte bal yakriv. You don't have the cholte bal yakriv. Uve leisbe mishum cholte bal yisnaya. You don't have that either. But kevin the zikaron kati since it's for a zikaron. Big day kohen gadol shelifnim. That's as if it's like the kohen gadol's clothing inside. Okay, back to the Gemara. Abayi Amar Hainu time at Rabbanan. He gives a different reason why Rabbanan pasol the karen of a para because shofar Amar Rachamana velo shnayim mishlosha shofaras. Because the Torah said you have to use a shofar and not two or three shofars. And v'hap the para kaven the kayin gildi. So that's mischaze kishnai b'shlosha shofaras. That a shofar of a para, if you look at it, it seems like it has like sections to it. It grows a little bit, and then you can see like a heluid finish, and then it grows a little more, and then it goes in sections. So that's gildi. So that, it looks like it's more than one shofar, and you only are allowed to blow, we'll see later on, we're going to discuss about using multiple shofars is a problem. So this is like, you have to use one shofar, and this is like you're using more than one shofar. They said, that's the problem. That's where Rabbanan don't let you use that of a par. Ay, v'atanu ibnei shu karen. So now we ask the same thing we did before. Why is Rabbi Abaye giving a different reason? They're going to be having their Mishnah the reason. Because it's a karen. So the Gemara answers the same way. Chana ve'od kamar and echanami, the Tana added another reason. Chana, the main reason is the shofar, echad amar rachaman olo shlaim and solsha shofar. That's the main reason. And this ve'od, another reason is what we saw in our Mishnah, mipnei shehu karen. I, Rabbi Yossi, what would he do with this? Why does he allow the para? So Amar Malach, he would tell you, the kamar, that's what you said, the shofar, echad amar rachaman olo shlaim and solsha shofaras. He says, I don't agree with that. Why? Came in the Mechavri, Adadi Chadu. The Maisa, the different sections are all attached to each other. It's not like a bunch of different shofars. You'll see one inside the other, and you're blowing through all of them or whatever. That would be a problem. But here, just they're all attached into one long shofar. So that's not nothing to do with more than one shofar, and it's okay. That's number one. And secondly, the Dutukamar that Mithneshu Karen, again that we saw in our Mishnah, I disagree with you on that also because Kola Shofars are also Nami Ikru Karen. Okay, we have Rashi here, Gildi. Bechol Shana Vashana Nikera Tosafto. Each year you can see it's clear the addition when it grows. Vehu Kamin Gelid Amosif Al Geladarishan. And it grows on to the next piece. When one finishes, the next one begins. So that's that looks like a two or three shofar. Okay. Now back to the Gemara. My mashma dahai yovla lishna de dichrehu. Right. We said b'mshach b'kerena yovel. We brought in the Mishnah that we said a yovel is a ayo, is a ram. So now the Gemara asks, "My mashma da hayovla lishna dicha." Where do we see that the tirgum of the word yoval is an aisle? The sanya that says in the Braisa, "Amar Rabbi Akiva kashalachli la'arvia." When I went to Arabia, hayu korim ledichra yovla. That they used to call there a ram a yovla, okay, a yovel. So here's the source, and like I've seen a number of times, this idea that doesn't mean that. The Torah, borrow the Lashon from these things, or but rather the opposite way around, that the Torah was source of all the Lashonos, and then some of the words leaked into different languages from Lashon HaKodesh, and they were lost in Lashon HaKodesh itself, and they were kept up by these other languages, and we find, therefore, in other languages, these certain words that their source is really from Lashon HaKodesh, and this is one of them. Okay, Vamar Bikiva, Keshalachti LeGalia, when I went to Galia, some say the Yavit says that this is France. Others say it's a place in Italy. Hayu Karin, Hayu Karin Lenida, a woman that's Anida, they would call her a Galmuda. Okay, Mai Galmuda, or what does the word mean, Galmuda? So it's a Natrikon for a Gmula Da Mibala, that she's separated from her husband. Okay, Vaiter. Vama Rav Yekiva, kashalachti lafrike, I went to Africa, hayu karim lema'a kasita. They would call this coin, which is a ma'a, they would call it a kasita. So they asked the Gemara, lamai nafgamina, right? Why do I have to know, what do I have to know this for? So the Gemara answers, lefirushe, so now I can understand the pasuk when it says, me'a kasita, by Yaakovini, when he bought his portion from Hamor, the father of Shechem, for Meya Ksisa, that I know what this what it is. It's Meya Donkey. Meya, it's the 106th of the dinner. Okay, so that's, so I can understand what the value was in the mention of the pasuk. We'll see that the Gemara now again, when we bring these different words, more ask like Lamai Nafkamina. So they say that what was the Gemara, you know, wasn't my nafkamina? It's a good thing to know, you know, what did Amma is a kasita? What do you have to have? What do I know this for? So we see they point out that there's no such thing as you know, interest. You know, it's a good thing. It's good to be worldly, to understand things, to know things. No, there's nothing else but the Torah. In other words, there's nothing that has any connection that I can learn something from. There's no need to know it. It's not an Indian just to know something. It's for trivia. You know, it's Indian to be, you know, good in trivia. No, if there's no connection to the Torah, there's no need to know such a thing. And therefore, we ask always, my nafkamina. So if you look at Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the page, the Tosfos says that I have a nafkamina k'darshin and besota. Why do Gemara? But even so, Rash Tosfos says, "What, you got to ask it in here too, because it can't just dumb be interest sake. You got to." So Tosfos tells us.
So that's
the
way the goyim collect, or
they'll keep nida halachically, but right, that they're just separate from their wives, man. I'm a Rebbe. Akashalachti lekrake hayam. So some say it's actually the name of a place. Others say it means the cities by the ocean. So hayu karim lemechira kira. They would call the act of a sale a kira. Lamai nafkamin, again, why do I need to know this for? Lefirushe, in order to explain the pasuk that we find by Yosef when he said to Paro, hine anochi meis bekivri asher karisi liberet kanan. I'm going to be buried in the kever that I karisili. What's karisili? So here we see it means kanisili, that I purchased in Eretz Canaan. Okay. Amar Shimon ben Lakish, keshalachti letchum ken nashraya, when I went to this place, hayu karim lakala ninfi. They would call a bride a ninfi. Ula tarnagol, a rooster, they would call a sechvi. Lakala ninfi, my kra. Which pasuk can we understand now? Now that we know this, what can that help? Which pasuk can it help us understand? The following pasuk, it says Yefe Nof Misos Kol Haaretz. It's talking about Yerushalayim. They did this like a nice Nof, which is Ninfi, which is a bride that is a joy of the whole Haaretz. Okay, and therefore now we can understand it, that now Ninfi Nof is talking about a bride there, that Yerushalayim is like a bride, a nice bride. Well, the Tarnagol Sechvi, what pasuk is that for? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Vibay Seiman, some says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my krag, and what pasuk did it help us understand? The following pasuk, Mi Shas Betuchos Chachma, or Mi Nasan L'Sechvi Vina. Okay, who placed a batuchos, something, we'll see, something smooth, referring to here, we're going to see the kidneys, who gave the kidneys chokma, and who gave to the sechvi, that's the rooster, bina, understanding, to know between night and day. So now the Gemara says, explains it. Mishas betuchas chachma elu klayos. This refers to the kidneys, so they're called tuchos from lashon tach, like with the teeth, like a plaster when you smear. It's like smeared, covered with, in other words, because the kidneys are covered with fat, with chelet, and they also, we are told, they are, give advice, right, to the heart of a person. And mi nasan l'sech mivina, this refers to a tarnagol that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, again, the understanding to know the difference between day and night. Okay, so Rashi, gemula, we said, muvdela, that means separate, and tuchos is lashon chalukos, means smooth. Sechvi is lashon ri'i, to be able to see, kamo v'yashkif, the targum for that is v'istachi.